You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
The second thing I wanted to mention about this is that the incidence of traveling plastic surgery has gone up over 120% since 2017. And what I mean by that is people traveling around the world to get certain plastic surgery procedures performed because either it's cheaper or they just think that it's kind of cool to do some kind of a surgery outside of the United States or outside where your home base is. And I just want to make sure that I'm raising again the concern level when it comes to tourism. They call this medical tourism. I've been on CNN. I've been on a couple other national TV shows. The Daily Mail is another one where I've spoken about the dangers of medical tourism. And I just want to make sure you know that the same critique of a surgery center, the same things that we as plastic surgeons that are board certified in the United States would be looking towards to make sure that everything is safe, may not be the same thing that's carried out around the world. So when people are going for surgeries outside of the United States, just make sure that you're doing your homework about not just the surgeon, but where it's being performed. How sterile is the environment? Are there actual nurses that are going to be taking care of you afterwards when you're getting placed into the recovery area? Or are you just going to be in some room somewhere? There's so many areas that you need to be concerned about when you're really venturing outside of your comfort zone. And when I say comfort zone, I mean, if you are someone that lives in the United States and you're going outside of the United States to get plastic surgery, you may have family in those other countries, and that may be fine because they're going to be taking care of you. They may have like investigated where some of these surgeons and facilities and clinics may be. So they may know it very, very well. It may be in a place that has a foreign language to you, but if you have family that live there, it may be fine. I'm more concerned about people that are traveling to places that they're totally strangers in. They may not even speak the language properly, and they're going to get an actual surgical procedure there. So just be very, very careful about medical tourism. And let's talk more about this Brazilian butt lift and fat grafting to the butt as we continue to do more and more of these video podcasts, if you will. So thanks very much for listening. I'm Dr. Stephen Davis at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And go on my website and check out more things that I've done on YouTube and other national TV shows to talk about this exact same concern. See you later.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.